Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
I'm feeling kinda glubby.
We have two spatulas. You can have one.
You mean you didn't flush the transmission?
And the hot cocoa mix?
Mom, got the Kleenex.
Need any more marshmallows?
Wait a second.
I'm feeling kind of narfy today.
Dad, can I get off my horsey now?
Double word score. 22 points. Write it down, Aubrey. I got 22 points.
Huh? Okay. Hold on, Bethany. Narfy? Is that really a word?
Uh-huh. But don't feel bad. You have to be really, really good at Scrabble to know that one.
Uh-huh. What does it mean?
Narfy means you don't feel like doing anything. You say it like this. I'm feeling kind of narfy today.
But how's that different from this word here?
That's glubby. Glubby means you don't feel like doing anything because you had too much to eat.
All right.
Completely different.
Whatever.
It's your turn. Oh,
did I pack my alarm clock?
I'm sure you did. Come on, it's your turn.
I need to make sure.
Just put down a word.
All right. Here's one.
Is.
Yeah, is.
You can't come up with a better word than is. That's 2 points.
Sorry, I have all vowels.
You're not playing right.
I know, Bethany. I'm sorry. I guess I have other things on my mind.
Like what?
What do you think? I'm going to college tomorrow. I've got 100 things to do before I leave.
They never would have let you in that college if they knew the only word you could come up with was is.
I'm just nervous, you know? Not just college, but going so far away from home.
Could we just get back to the game?
Yeah, sure.
Pick up your pieces and try again.
All right. Here.
As.
I told you I have all vowels.
You know, I don't feel like playing anymore. I'm going to bed.
Bed? It's 6:30.
I'm feeling kinda...
glubby?
No, not glubby. More narfy.
Okay. I need to fill out some forms anyway.
Yeah, go fill out your college forms.
Good night. As is better than narfy.
Hey there, kiddo.
Hey, Dad.
I checked the oil, fluids, and tire pressure.
Thanks.
You know, you better get to bed. You've got an early morning tomorrow.
I know. I just have some last-minute things to pack. But I can't find my keys anywhere.
Really? Well, I'll help you look.
Aubrey, honey, do you want to take the mini refrigerator with you? I mean, we don't really use it anymore.
We're not allowed to have refrigerators in the dorm room, Mom.
What if you need to refrigerate something?
I guess I'll have to avoid all food products that require refrigeration.
Do you need a spatula?
I won't have a kitchen, Mom.
Because, you know, we have two spatulas. You can have one. You might need it to fry eggs or something.
Honey, not only does she not have a kitchen to make fried eggs, she also won't have a refrigerator to put the eggs in.
Well, that's logical, isn't it? You're right.
Mom, I've got everything I need. I can handle this.
Oh, of course you can, sweetheart. I know. That's what upsets me.
Oh, Mom, please don't start crying again.
Oh, excuse me. I need to make some sandwiches.
Oh, man. Mom's been a bit emotional lately.
Well, she's not the only one. I just hide it better. You know, I always thought that I would be more worried about you. When this day came, I mean. But I'm not. You are going to do so well, Aubrey. Oh, boy, are we going to miss you around here, though.
I'm sorry I picked Ashburn. I mean, with it being so far away.
Oh, come on, don't be silly. I'm glad you're going there. Honey, that is a good school.
Here, Aubrey, you got a letter from Ashburn.
Why didn't I see this?
Well, I don't know, honey. It was just sitting there on the table.
Huh, this is weird. It doesn't even have the college letterhead. Dear Aubrey, we are sorry. We have determined you're not eligible for college?
What?
What? Let me see that.
Wait a second. They spelled eligible with two L's. Bethany. Bethany?
Yeah?
Are you asleep?
No.
Did you write this letter?
What letter?
From Ashburn, saying they don't want me anymore.
Why would you think I wrote it?
Eligible is spelled wrong, and there's no stamp. Did you also take my keys? Where are my keys?
You're really cold.
Bethany.
You're getting colder.
Bethany, I don't have time for this.
You don't have time for anything, especially me.
I play with you.
Oh yeah, Scrabble. You really put your heart into that one. You spelled is.
I'm going to college tomorrow. What do you expect?
It's like you went to college months ago. You haven't cared about anything but your stupid college.
That's not true.
You promised me you would take me on a hike to Forest Mountain. Sure, Bethany, we can go exploring, just you and me. Sure, Bethany, I can take you to Old West Fun World. Sure, Bethany.
I ran out of time. I'm sorry, okay?
No, it's not okay. It'll never be okay again.
Look, where are you going?
Your keys are in my drawer.
Okay, now you've got your registration forms.
Yes.
And the hot cocoa mix.
Yeah,
And you got the family photo off the fridge.
I did.
And the Bible. I forgot to get the Bible.
Mom, it's right here, Mom. Everything's good to go. Really.
Listen to me. I'm sorry, honey. I just never sent my girl off to college before.
I know, it's okay. I am missing one thing.
What? What is it?
My sister.
Where'd she go?
I don't know. I haven't seen her since I got up.
Okay, the windshield wipers are working. I checked the brakes and topped off the rest of the fluids.
Dad? You mean you didn't flush the transmission?
Huh? What? Are you having problems with the transmission?
No,
Well, no, you didn't say anything. You know what? Let me go check that real quick.
Dad, I'm kidding. If there was a molecule of air that was out of place in this car, you'd know about it.
Well, yes, you're making fun of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In a respectful, loving way.
It's kind of a going away present.
Yeah, well, you should have gotten me a tie. Okay, honey, the checklist. Now, you've got your registration forms.
Yes.
And the hot cocoa mix.
Yes.
Oh, and you have to make sure you have the
family photo. Yes.
Yes.
I've got everything I need and plenty of stuff I'll probably never need. All that's missing is Bethany.
What?
Well, she's probably hiding. She didn't want to say goodbye.
Bethany!
Bethany, I'm leaving. I love you. Be good. I don't want that to be my goodbye. Oh, I wish I could at least give her a hug.
I'll be right back. Well, I can't find her.
I need to go.
I know, honey.
Well, we'll keep looking. Don't worry. Oh, goodbye, honey. I love you so much.
Love you too, Mom.
I love you, sweetheart.
You too, Dad. I'll miss you.
Wow. You're not coming home tonight.
No, I'm not.
But even if you did, it would be okay. I re-aimed your headlights. You're good to go for night driving.
Thanks, Dad.
Boy, it seems like yesterday that... Ah, here we go. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mom, you got the Kleenex?
Right here, Ben.
Great, thanks.
Dad.
I'm okay. I'll be all right, really. Look, you just follow that map I made for you. You got the map?
I got it.
Okay. Got one more thing. Dear God, be with Aubrey. Protect her and guide her, watch over her. She's in your hands now. I guess she always has been. Take good care of her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Goodbye, Mom and Dad.
Now drive safely.
Bye-bye. Drive carefully. It's going to be great.
Don't speed.
Use your brakes. Okay. This is just a long summer camp.
That's good.
That's good?
Yeah.
That's all?
It is a long summer camp.
Summer camp.
Kleenex?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I'm hungry. Where are those granola bars? Hello?
Aubrey, it's Mom.
Hey, Mom, did you find Bethany yet?
No, honey, we haven't.
You're kidding. Should I come home?
No, you go on. but we're just getting a little worried. And I just called to ask you to pray for her, okay?
Okay, I will. But call me as soon as you find her.
I will, honey. I promise. Don't speed.
Okay, Mom.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye. God, help my little sister. Be with her wherever she is. Guide Mom and Dad as they look for her. I'm worried about her, God.
You're worried about me?
Bethany, what are you doing here? Bethany, are you crazy? You almost made me run off the road.
You need to clean out your car. There's stuff growing on the floorboards back here.
Oh, we still don't know what you're doing here.
I want to go to college with you.
What?
For just a few days, then you can bring me home.
You can't go to college with me.
Why not?
Because you can't.
So you just want to abandon all of us.
That's enough, Bethany. All the other little tricks were fine, but this is too far. Now I have to turn around and drive you all the way back home. Oh, I'm not going to make it to registration now.
So you can't register for college?
I don't know what I have to do now.
Why don't you forget about the whole thing?
No! Oh, I'm going to college and you're just going to have to deal with it, Bethany.
That's it? We're just going to have to deal with it?
Yes!
You don't even care about any of us.
Oh, give me a break.
Don't you see what you're doing to us? You're destroying the family. Nobody is happy anymore. Dad's been moping for weeks. Mom can't stop crying. But it's like you don't even see it. All you care about is going to your precious college that's 100 hours away. Campbell College would have been just fine, you know. And I heard Dad tell Mom that it was cheaper, too. You're just so selfish.
Gotta get you home.
Did Dad sound mad?
Yes. Oh, uh-oh.
What is it?
Something's wrong with the car. We better pull off. Oh, great! Oh, the engine died. Oh. Better call Dad back.
Okay, your mom called and they said that it'd be okay for you to register tomorrow.
Oh, good. So, how bad is the car?
Yeah, the timing belt snapped.
Is that bad?
Well, it won't be out of the shop for a few days. Honey, you can take our car tomorrow, but you'll have to bring it back by next weekend.
Okay. So, how much money is it gonna cost?
Nah, don't worry about that, honey.
Dad, how much?
It's no big deal.
Dad, tell me, it's my car.
$1,200.
Oh.
But we'll take care of it.
No, you can't afford to take care of it.
Well, you can't afford it more than we can. Or something like that.
I'll be in my room.
Okay.
Hi. So how bad was it?
I'm grounded till I can vote.
Could have been worse.
Yeah. I'm sorry about stowing away in your car.
Yeah, it's okay. It might actually work out. It's better that the engine went out close to home.
I guess so. What are you doing?
Unpacking.
Why?
I'm not going.
What?
I've decided to stay here, at least for this year. Earn some more money before I go.
You're staying for a whole year?
Yeah.
What did Dad say about this?
I haven't told him yet.
Oh. Can I help you unpack?
Sure.
Wow, you have lots of clothes.
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, that was a present I was gonna give to my new roommate. Her name's Sherry. I've been emailing her for a few months. She seems great. I think she would have been a really good friend. Do you want it?
The present?
Yeah. It's a box of chocolates shaped like a bear.
No thanks. What's this book? The Dramatic Life.
A textbook for my drama class.
You already read it and highlighted it?
Yeah, I was excited about that class.
Are you excited about staying here?
Sure. I mean, it's the smart move.
Yeah.
How's that cocoa?
It's good, thanks.
Need any more marshmallows?
Nope.
Well, at least we have one more late night talk.
Yeah.
Oh, my car doesn't get as good a gas mileage as yours does, so you'll have to stop more often for gas tomorrow, okay? Just want to make sure you know that. And
okay.
And when you get there?
Dad.
What?
I've decided to wait a year.
For what, honey?
For college. Look, I'll just take this year off and earn some more money.
No, Aubrey, no. I told you not to worry about that.
But, Dad, we can't afford Ashburn.
We're fine. We'll make it. God's never let us go hungry before, though we've come close.
Look, I just think it'll be better if...
No! You're going to college. Tomorrow.
It's more than the money.
What is it?
It's something you told me.
Oh, great. What did I say now?
You always said it's family first. Others before self. And I've been thinking about it. I've really been pretty selfish about going to college. All this time, I've been thinking about me. How college is gonna help me and grow me and expand my world. But what about you guys? This has been really tough on you.
Yeah, so? Honey, change is tough. We have to move on.
But maybe it's not right for me to go. Besides, who's gonna help you fix up the cabins and set up the meetings? Oh, and take care of the horses.
We'll manage just fine. Yeah, Bethany can take care of the horses. She's old enough now. It's about time I teach her.
You think she's ready?
Yeah. It's about time she graduated from her bicycle.
What?
No, this gives me an idea. Come here, follow me.
Where are you going?
Into the past.
The garage?
Hold on. It'll all make sense in just a few... there it is.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie, the famous white rocking horse from the West.
Oh, yeah. I used to spend hours playing on this thing.
Sure did. Galloping across the prairies.
Through the mountains.
And across the laundry room. Hop on.
What?
Get on the horse. Go ahead.
Dad, I feel a little silly.
Well, it's okay. There aren't any hidden cameras. Come on, honey, give it a try.
All right. If you say so. Maybe I've already said this, but I really do feel silly.
Why?
Charlie doesn't quite fit me anymore.
Exactly.
Exactly what?
It's time to move on, honey. God gives you a place to enjoy for a season, a place to grow. But there comes a time when it doesn't fit anymore. That's when it's time to move on. It's time for the real horse now.
But what about family first?
Someone else comes before family. If I remember right, you did a lot of praying about college, hmm?
Yeah, I did.
And what did God say to you?
That he's leading me to Ashburn.
There you go, sweetie.
Yeah, there I go.
Don't miss out, Aubrey. If God says go, you go.
Dad, can I get off my horsey now?
Careful, he's wild!
Bethany, what are you doing?
Helping you pack.
Why?
Because you should go to college.
Yeah. You're right.
But I'm keeping the chocolates here.
Chocolates?
The ones you were going to give to your roommate.
Why are you keeping them?
Because she's not allowed to become your best friend. I'm your best friend.
Listen to me, Bethany. Nobody's ever going to replace you. You're my sister. And you know what?
What?
You're the only person in the world that can say that. Just because I'm moving away doesn't mean you're going to stop being my sister. That will always be true.
Are you going to write to me?
Always.
And call me?
Always.
And hang out with me when you come home?
Always.
And curtsy to me and call me Queen of Scrabble?
Never.
Okay, there's
wait
my word.
Wait,
hold on a second. Wait,
is that backwards?
Bethany, Fudnoof? What, are you claiming that's a word?
Yes. It means a big mistake, like, oops, I just made a fudnoof.
Fudnoof?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I've never heard of it.
No, I haven't either, fudnoof. I'm challenging that word. Here, give me the dictionary.
Aubrey would let me use fudnoof.
Oh, now you're going to play that card?
Okay. Now, wait a second, Ben. Maybe it's a new word. I mean, you know how kids these days are always coming up with their own language.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just not that hip, huh?
I got an idea. Let's call Aubrey and ask.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Okay, here, hand me the phone.
There you go. We haven't talked to her in a couple of days.
Hello?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, this is Dad. Look, I've got a question for you, sweetie. Have you ever heard of the word fudnoof?
Oh, sure. It means a big mistake.
Oh, God.
Who made up this word?
Fudnoof. I use it all the time. You know, like, oops, I made a fudnoof.
No, this is not
Dad,
a real word.
Dad, you have to count
it. Well, okay, fine, I'll count it. This is a conspiracy,
That's
though.
That's right.
Way to go, Aubrey.
Ha! We're a great team, Bethany.
Yes, you're a great team.
I guess it's just a sister thing, Dad. Right, Aubrey?
Yep, that's right.
You know, so many things in our lives come and go, but godly love lasts forever. The Bible talks about that kind of love in the book of Song of Solomon. In chapter 8, verse 6, it says, "Love is as strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away." I think Bethany knows now that no distance, great or small, could separate her from the love of her sister. We should work to develop strong relationships with our brothers and sisters. Friends may come and go, but the love of our family will last our entire lives. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Always was written by John Fornoff and Marshall Younger and directed by Bob Hoos. Sound design by Alan Hurley and music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Jerry Hauser, Carolyn Hennessy, Abigail Mavity, and Danielle Judovitz. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.